So, Lord, we just come tonight. Father God, we thank you for this time. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We just welcome your presence. And Lord, I just ask that our senses be magnified, that we become more aware of you, that we hear, that our vision, our eyes are open, that our knower is knowing, Lord, that the revelation of the revelator would fall. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for dying on the cross and your resurrection. And Lord, I just bless this time together. I bless it in the name of Yeshua. And I just declare over us that though we are small, we are mighty in the name of Jesus. Okay, I'm going to get started. So, I was working on this today, and I kind of laughed because I thought, you know, if this were a sermon, I'd title it, and it'd be in the right place at the right time, right?
That's good.
So, how often do we say that? I was in the right place at the right time. The circumstances were set up perfectly. That is a biblical concept, being in the right place at the right time. We know that Scripture tells us that the steps of the righteous are ordered, right? And then also in Acts 17:26, the Scripture, and this is for us as individuals. I'm going to start individually, then we're going to take it out broader. So as an individual, where we live, God has set our boundaries and our time. It is preordained, if you will. Scripture says, from one man, he, God, made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole world. I guess I skipped that word, the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history. So that would be, we were destined to live at this time. And their boundaries, the boundaries of their land. So that means that not only when God thought about us and placed us in history, he actually had a place where he felt like we should dwell. Now, why is this important? Because we know from Scripture that let me back up and say, land has attributes just like people. So, and we know that there are places on the earth where it's easier to interact with God. How do we know that? Well, in Genesis 28, and I'm going to read this if I can see it. This is Jacob at Bethel, and it picks up at verse 10. I'm reading from the Message. Jacob left Beersheba and went to Haran. He came to a certain place and camped for the night since the sun had set. He took one of the stones there, set it under his head, and lay down to sleep. And he dreamed. A stairway was set on the ground and it reached all the way to the sky. Angels of God were going up and going down on it. Then God was right before him saying, I am God, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. Now remember, I don't think at this point Jacob had a personal revelation of who God was. It was always his father's God. So my guess is this was the first time that God really interacted with him one-on-one. And he said, I'm giving you the ground on which you are sleeping and to your descendants. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth. They'll stretch from west to east and from north to south. All the families of the earth will bless themselves in you and your descendants. Yes, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this very ground. I'll stick with you until I've done everything I promised. Now Jacob wakes up at this point, and he said, God is in this place truly, and I didn't even know it. He was terrified. He whispered in awe, incredible, wonderful, holy. This is God's house. This is the gate of heaven. Okay, so I want to point out one thing here. Land is a lot of times correlated with inheritance. And that's exactly what God did with Jacob in this dream. I'm giving you this land. Your descendants will be numerous. I'll do all this. I'll bring them all back. Now, I love that the angels were coming and going. So obviously that was a point of contact where the third heaven could meet the earth. Okay, so why is it important to be in the right place at the right time? We want to have that interaction with heaven, right? We want to be able to interact with God. Plus, who wants to be at the wrong place at the wrong time? That sounds pretty disastrous to me. So, back to Paul in Acts. I want to read that. I read that from the NIV. I want to read it to you in the Message. Because Paul clearly understood the correlation between man, the human race, where they are, and land. Now, in the Message Bible, it says it like this. Starting from scratch, he, God, made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable. Okay, see, that's a clue there. It's not just that he put us on the earth to live, but he made it a place where we would want to live. With plenty of time, that's our lifespan, and space, our boundaries for living, so we could seek God and not just grope around in the dark, but actually find him. So here Paul correlates being in the right place with the ability to find God. I want to share two things on how in my life where I know this is true. In 2011, we moved to St. Louis from Memphis. And by this point in Memphis, we had 4 or 5 miscarriages. So we had moved to St. Louis. That's not connected to the miscarriages. But one day I was driving around and the Lord reminded me that Jim's parents, my husband's parents, had lived for a little while in St. Louis. And they had their 4th child there. And so immediately I felt from the Holy Spirit that, Lord, you brought us here to have our 4th child. There was some kind of inheritance there. I don't know if they made sacrifices to go there. I don't know. You know, I don't have a clear understanding of that. But I knew intuitively that if we would grab hold of that and wouldn't shut it down, that the Lord would bless us there. Well, Charlie was born there, and we moved in 3 weeks. So I really feel strongly that was part of being there. It's not the only reason we were being there, but being in that place, again, I don't know what inheritance or what was sown into his family line being there. I just know they were there. They did have a child there. That had opened up a door for that to become available to us as an inheritance. Because remember, land, it signifies inheritance, but it may be an actual piece of property, and it could be a prophetic thing. And I believe that that's what happened there. We tapped into something, a promise of God that was available at that place and at that time. Okay, fast forward, we move here. Charlie's 3 weeks old. So when we got to Houston, I began to operate more strongly in my ability to see in the spirit realm. Okay, now I believe all of the giftings of the Holy Spirit are available to everyone. And Kathleen, I think, has probably covered this really well. Everybody can hear God. Everybody can feel God. Everybody can prophesy. Everybody, you know, all of those things are available to us. Many of them are kind of like weak muscles. They just have to be exercised to develop the sense. So my ability to see in the spirit realm, I liken it to a drip from a faucet. It would drip. Occasionally I would see, I'd have a vision, what have you, but it wasn't as if someone had turned the faucet on. So I'm here to tell you, if you want to see into the spirit realm, Houston is the perfect place to do that. When we got here, and I'm not saying that I was aware of this or what was here in the land. I just know that it began to open up in a different dynamic, a different measure than I'd ever experienced before. And one day, I heard the Lord say to me, "What's in Houston?" I'm like, "A lot." What has to do with going into a different level in the natural, into space? And I went, "NASA?" And the Lord said, "Yes. There is a why did NASA put NASA here?" I don't know. But obviously something here drew it. And the Lord said to me, "This is the place I brought you here so I could take you into the outer levels to see." So, hello. Okay, so land can be an actual physical inheritance, or it could be some kind of symbolic, spiritual, prophetic thing. Okay, Paul. So when he was talking in Acts and most of the New Testament, the thing about Paul that he understood was that kingdom leaders could be developed in kingdom centers. And he understood while he was at Ephesus that he could develop a kingdom center there that would develop kingdom leaders as they got authority and victory in their own lives that could go out into a territory and take that territory for the kingdom of God. Ephesus was about the size of Illinois. And that region was impacted for over 200 years from the work that Paul did developing kingdom leaders. Would you like to have that kind of heritage, Les? Yes. I would too. I don't know if I'm in the business of developing a kingdom center. I know that I develop kingdom leadership in my children, and I know that they'll develop generations. But so when Les asked me to kind of come and pray, and we're going to quickly shift into prayer, I want to throw down a challenge that it be, don't be afraid to think big. Don't be afraid to be an Ephesus in Houston, in Tomball, in Harris County, and that you can have that kind of lasting impact. Because what you do is apostolic. You are coaching or fathering leaders. And you're probably much more comfortable with the coaching than the apostolic. So we'll go with that.
No, I want to switch to be comfortable with apostolic.
But you know, as we develop kingdom leaders here, we can take this region for the kingdom of God. And I believe that's the heart of God. He's waiting for a people. It doesn't have to be big, but that will do that. And that's what Paul did. I mean, he they had to overcome the territorial spirits. But even before that, the own hiccups in their life, the places where the enemy had footholds, they had to, probably here it is, football. But they had to overcome those things in their personal lives and then with their families and then their neighborhoods and then their communities. And that's how I believe nations can be taken in a day. It's through that discipleship that you can disciple people who are kingdom-minded and can go out and do that. Okay, I want to talk about Tomball really, really quick and why it's significant. Okay, so back to the literal or prophetic. So Tomball is, there are two things I find significant about the land here. Number one, it is the highest point in Harris County. Did y'all know that? I didn't. I read that in the bathroom. Yeah, at that barbecue place, and they have like historic stuff. See, it pays to be a reader, you know. It anyway, Tomball's the highest place. So we know that high places are very important, because why do we know that? Well, when the devil tried to tempt Jesus, where did he take him? Where was one of the places? He took him to the high place, because he wants praise from the high place. So obviously the high places are where God wants to be, because if God wasn't supposed to be there, the counterfeit wouldn't want it. I don't know if that's because we're closer to heaven. I don't know. But I know from Scripture it has to be important. And the other thing is the amount of oil that is under this land. And I think that has significant prophetic meaning, because what does the oil represent? It's the anointing. So, and let me just juxtapose that. Think about the Middle East. There's massive amounts of oil, and how much contention in the natural is over that area. Huge. And think about all of the oil that sits in the Gulf on barge. I don't know if it's a barge, or out in the, you know, the ships, the tankers that are trying to get into the Port of Houston. Massive amounts of oil. That's not coincidental. And so, in the natural, you know, I think like with Houston, there's just a lot of contention over this area. Have one of the biggest churches in America, but yet, you know, and I'm not picking on Joel Osteen, I guess I kind of am, but if everybody in his church went and voted the Bible, we would have never had a gay mayor at one point. So why is there so much contention over this area? It's a world leader. There's so, you know, I would guess that most of the oil industry is centered here. I don't know.
I just drove through Texas City up through the back way from Kema, and it was with somebody, and they were like, I'm pretty sure they said almost all of the oil in the world that comes to the States comes through Houston.
Houston, exactly.
It's like,
exactly. And I do believe that that has prophetic meaning. Okay, so what does that mean for the journey?
I'm here to be wrong, you know?
We'll let it be rhetorical. But I think the point is, the Lord has placed you in a significant place, your boundaries, and at a significant time. So, let's look at this list. I read it at one point and I thought, this is brilliant. And if I had some reading glasses, I could read it even better. Do you have reading glasses? Yes.
Well, they're not like generic, but
any comments or questions before we shift into praying?